Chris, I'm sure you're glad to get a win after a couple of defeats, but a bit closer, I suppose, than you would have wanted it to be in the closing stages?
Yeah, I suppose tomorrow morning when everybody picks up the non-league and they'll look at it as though it was a close encounter. I thought we were excellent, really, until they had the man sent off. And then we seemed to switch off and get a little bit lazy in quite a number of situations, stop being responsible and had our discipline that we'd had the first hour. And we let them back in, really, and that was really disappointing because I thought up to the 3-0, we deserved the 3-0 scoreline without a shadow of a doubt. I thought first half we were excellent, opened them up at will, played some very good football and should have been more comfortable at half-time. So, yeah, delighted with the win, but still much to improve on.
I understand a lot of changes today, including no Sam Barnes.
Yeah, we just felt, obviously, the way things have been going, we just had to make... have a look at the rest of the squad. This lad's been patient and waiting, and we try one or two things today, and as I say, for 65 minutes it worked quite well.
And only three subs?
Yeah, we've got one or two little niggles, lads that have pulled out late on, but everybody should be back for the Mosley game.
Very nice first goal and two goals from Mickey Norton. He might be getting on in football terms, but he can still score.
Yeah, he's having a decent run at the minute. I'll be honest with you. He's done okay. Took him a while to find his first goal, but since then, today I'm pleased for him. Scored midweek, and I think he's up in double figures now. So full credit to him.
How long till Jamie Rainford comes back?
He'll be back for the Trafford game, which is
The 29th.
Right.
29th. It's my first time here at Surrey Street today, and there's people. Well, you lost two games on the run, one of which was in the Manchester Premier Cup, and it's been portrayed to me as though the club's fallen off a cliff or something. Surely it's not that bad.
Well, it's not bad in 4 years, is it, really?
No, this is what I mean.
You know, let's be honest, this club's had unlimited success in the last 4 years since I've arrived, and yeah, we've had a poor week, but so do many clubs. We bounced back today, we've shown everybody our qualities. And we deserve to win today, so full credit to the lads. You know, we're going to have a blip again. We're going to have a few losses, I'm sure, between now and the end of the season. But I don't know where we're sitting in the table. And if that's falling off the edge of a cliff, then, you know, people need to have a think about how it was prior to me arriving, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I suppose maybe when you are successful, people get used to it, so smaller things get exaggerated a bit.
Yeah, possibility. Maybe so. You know, they've had it so good for 4 years. That obviously when they get a couple of bad results, if everybody was expecting us to waltz through to the semi-final of the Manchester Cup just because we play at a higher level than West Didsbury, on the night they perform better and they deserve to go through. In cup matches that happens week in, week out at all different levels. You nearly seen recently where Curzon nearly pulled off a fantastic win against Wimbledon and
Stourbridge beat Northampton.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen. You know, if you don't go about it the right way, and we didn't on the night, and we got our just rewards. Full credit to West Didsbury. The bottom line is, it's we've had a couple of defeats, but as I say, we've had unlimited success for 4 years. If you look at all the clubs out there, there's not many had a good time like we have over the last 4 years. So, from now and again, that's what's going to happen. We will get beat. We're playing at a higher level now, and the opposition are going to improve. We want to make the next step, which we do. It'll get even tougher.
We're at the turn of the year, roughly halfway through the season. Are you just about where you'd want to be at this point? I suppose you want to be 10 points clear at the top, but realistically?
Oh, I think so. I think the way we've been defending of late, it doesn't portray us being at the summit. I'm happy where we are at the minute. We're in the mix, and we've got a lot of work ahead of us to get where we want to. But if somebody had given me this in August, you'd be where you are. Going into the new year, then I'd accept that. So yeah, it's fine. No
Christmas problem. Christmas programs are always tough, but you've got Mosley. Will definitely make a game of it, and Trafford are up at the top with you.
Localist derby. I know. Obviously. We're not in Tameside and we're in Derbyshire, but the two clubs are close. Both sets of players know each other very well, and obviously the management team know it very well. We know each other very well, so yeah, it'd be a Christmas cracker, hopefully.
Great, thanks.